as Clinton called them, was Clinton's hallmark. He never smoked them, he chewed them. When Joe Duggan's old friend and senior major Hank Wilson had commanded him to have the incoming KC-135 refitted with a replacement engine in 1 hour or less after its landing, Duggan fell back on his crucial piece of military wisdom. He sprinted over to the base maintenance center and hollered for Sergeant Clinton. "Sergeant," he bellowed, "there's a KC-135 tanker due here in 20 minutes. It's got to have an engine replaced and be back in the air in 1 hour." Sergeant Clinton had been through a lot in his Air Force career. Twice he had been broken down to airman for getting caught with his pants down in married women's bedrooms. 3 times he had been offered a chance for a commission and refused. "I ain't officer material," he had insisted in his stubborn Arkansas drawl. "I work for a living." Now this white major was demanding the impossible. Clinton saluted and said around his unlit cigar, "1 hour." "Yes, sir." That was why, as the alien KC-135 taxied right into the hangar that had been emptied for it, its pilots stared goggle-eyed at the small army of technicians in Air Force fatigues who swarmed around the plane even while its engines were wheezing to a stop. "Holy shit," the pilot exclaimed. "Holy shit," the pilot exclaimed. "It looks like a pit crew from the Indianapolis 500 out there."
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook. So please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.